in the reading of God's Word, and then we will pray. Verse 43, let us hear God's infallible Word. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Amen. Please be seated. Children, Jesus Christ wants his people to obey him. And that is what these words tell us. Jesus spoke them a long time ago. His friend John wrote them down. The Holy Spirit helped John write them just the way God wanted him to. He wrote them in a book. The book's name is the Gospel according to John. John's Gospel is a very important book. It tells us who Jesus is. It tells us what Jesus did. Now listen to what John says. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. John says, we will have life if we believe what he wrote. Now let me tell you what John means by life. He means God forgives all your sins. He means God will forgive you of all the bad things you have ever done. John means God will give you a new heart. He means you will live with Jesus forever. I want this kind of life. I hope you want this kind of life too. John's Gospel tells us another thing. We just read it. It tells us what Jesus wants his people to do. He wants his people to obey him. Now, precious children, that is very hard to do. It is hard to obey and do good things, is it not? Have you ever gotten into trouble? Every adult can answer that well. Children, you should be able to answer that. I know the age group of all here. Have you ever gotten into trouble? Daddy and Mommy ever spanked you because you said something wicked? Or did something wicked? Of course, you must all say yes. Maybe even today you experienced that. Thinking, saying, and doing what is good is hard. Even when you say in your heart, I want to do what's right, then you find yourself doing something bad again. So perhaps you have wondered, how can I do what is good? Have you ever thought that? I have, many times. How can I do what is good? And we will talk about that tonight. That is the message of this title, or the title of this message. Now, there are three answers to this question. Number one, to do good, I must have a new heart. Number two, to do good, I must have the Holy Spirit. Number three, to do good, I must love and obey Jesus. Some of our children profess to believe in Jesus, and I hope this will be helpful to you, but I will be speaking to others as well. So listen carefully, children. I ask you to give the Lord's Word your attention. What Jesus says is always important, and may the Holy Spirit open your ears to hear. May He open your eyes to see, and may He give you hearts to believe. Let's think first about the first answer to our question. To do good, I must have a new heart. Now, I must remind you of something sad, children. The world is filled with wicked ideas, wicked thoughts. The world is filled with wicked words, and the world is filled with wicked deeds. That is because the world is filled with wicked people. People like you and me and all those who have lived in this world. Now, I hope that you remember that God made the world good. He made it very good. He made Adam and Eve very good. But Adam and Eve did something dreadful. They disobeyed God. Their hearts became wicked, and they were no longer good. They could not think good. They could not say good things. They could not do good things. I hope you remember when we studied that. What did they need? They needed what I need. They needed what you need. They needed new hearts. Unless God gives us new hearts, we will never be good. We also studied the whole issue of new hearts. But we will never be good the way God wants us to be good. We can keep rules, sometimes. Maybe I should say we can keep some rules, sometimes, without having a new heart. You can do things that Mom and Dad tell you to do without a new heart. You can do what others command you to do without a new heart. But you can't be good in your heart of hearts unless God gives you a new heart. You can't do what is truly good. There were men called the Pharisees. They did many of the things that God told them to do, but they only performed them to be seen by others. They performed them to gain God's favor, but they did not do them because they loved God. To do that, they would need new hearts. Some of us are like the Pharisees. We can read the Bible. We can pray some prayers. We can do some of the things we've been told to do. But we don't do them the way God wants them done. Because it must come from deep inside. It must come from our hearts. The Jews were God's people in the Old Testament. they had great trouble being good. Now listen to the prophet Jeremiah. He tells us that God said, "Obey my voice." That is what God wanted His people to do. But listen carefully. They obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their evil heart. What that means is this. On the outside, they often did what God said. But on the inside, they didn't love it. They didn't love God. They didn't love His Word. This is very sad. God is good. His people should obey them. Should obey Him. But most of the Jews did not. God said, "I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did them not." Now that means God was going to punish them. In the old covenant, God said, "If you do not obey me, I will take away your land. I will bring curses upon you. You will lose your children." And that is what happened. They did not obey Him. And He punished them severely. But God made a promise. He knew their problem. It was their heart. Listen to God's promise. "A new heart also will I give you." Did they deserve that? No. Do I deserve that? Do you deserve that? No. But God in His grace knows what our most serious problem is. It is our heart. And He has said, "A new heart will I give you." Now that is great news. God is so good. He wants His people to be good and to do good. So He gives them a good heart. He takes away the wicked heart, the stony heart, the bad heart, and gives them a new heart. Children, He knows your problem. He can fix it. Some of you children say you believe the gospel. Some of you say that you are God's children. And that is wonderful. Paul says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now this is true. It is true to everyone here. It is true to everyone that hears this. And it will be true until the last day, until Jesus comes. All those who believe in their heart who Christ is and what God has done in Him will be saved. And if you believe in Jesus, God wants you to obey Him. That's one of the ways you can tell if you really believe Him. If you truly believe Jesus, you have a new heart. If you have a new heart, you can do good. And that should encourage us. But there is another thing to remember. To do good, I must have the Holy Spirit. I cannot do good without the Holy Spirit. If you have a new heart, the Holy Spirit has changed you. If you have a new heart, you want what Jesus wants. He wants you to obey, and you want to obey. He commands you in His Word, and that's what you want to do. But you find that that's hard to do. You need power to do that. Every adult here knows that. To do what is good takes great power. And that is where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit is God's powerful Spirit. Jesus made everything by the power of the Holy Spirit. He made our world through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Himself was good by the power of the Holy Spirit. Luke wrote about it. He said, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good." Jesus did good because He was good. Jesus did good because He had power to do good. And He gives this power to believers so they can do good too. Even a child is known by his doing, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Why does the Bible tell us that? Because it's easy for us to say that we're God's people. But we show that we are God's people when we obey the Lord Jesus and do good. The devil tricked Adam and Eve. They once were good, but they disobeyed God. We have seen this in an earlier study. I trust you remember that story. The devil tried to trick Jesus too. We can read that in the Gospels. But the Holy Spirit helped him. When Jesus was baptized, the Spirit came on him like a dove. The Spirit filled him with power. John tells us this: "For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." Now that means Jesus had the full power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we may not have the full power like Jesus did, but the very same power belongs to everyone who believes in Jesus. Those who have a good heart can do good because they have the power to do good. The devil tried to trick Jesus. The devil wanted Jesus to disobey his Father. And he tries to trick us. Every day, he tempts us. But those who have a new heart, and those who have the Spirit, can resist. They can do good. They can avoid doing bad. That's part of the good work Jesus does for His people. The reason I'm telling you this, children, is because I know some of you struggle very hard to do what is right. I know that you find yourself often in trouble. But God in His mercy knows our problems. And He has promised to give those who trust Him the power to do good. He wants us to trust Him. And I say the same to every adult here. As Satan attempts to trick you, you can resist him by the power of the Spirit if you have a new heart and if you have the Holy Spirit. Jesus did what was good. Hebrews tells us that through the eternal Spirit, Jesus offered himself without spot to God. That was the most difficult thing anybody has ever done. Jesus, who was good, Jesus, who did good, all he ever thought, all he ever said, all he ever did was good. But his Father wanted him to die for bad people. He wanted him to be punished with the kind of punishment they deserved. That was the hardest thing anybody has ever done. How did he do it? How could he take people spitting on him, laughing at him, and hitting him with their fists, slapping him, and whipping him, and nailing him to the cross? How could he do that? Through the Spirit. The Holy Spirit helped him every step of the way. The Holy Spirit helped him do good. Believers can do what is good. Believers have new hearts. Believers have this same Spirit that helped Jesus. They want to do good. They can do good. It's not a fairy tale. It's true. It is the very power of God, even for children. Even for children. If you have a new heart, if you have the Spirit, you can do good. You can do very hard things. But there's one final thing to think about. To do good, I must love and obey Jesus. To do good, I must have a new heart. To do good, I must have the Holy Spirit. To do good, I must love and obey Jesus. Now, this is the key to the whole thing. We can do many good things, but if we do not love Jesus, they're not truly good. Remember the Jews? They did many things that looked good, but it wasn't truly good because they didn't love God. They didn't love His Word. They didn't love to do good. But if you have a new heart, you want to do good. If you have a new Spirit, God's Spirit, you have the power to do good. And if you have those two things, You can love the Lord Jesus Christ. We should do everything because we love Jesus. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. That means he will obey what I tell him. That's very clear, is it not? We can say we love Jesus, but our lives may be showing every day that we really don't. There are many people who sit in church buildings and say, oh, I love Jesus. And they love to sing, oh, how I love Jesus. But they don't do what he says. Jesus says they're liars. Perhaps you're thinking, how can I love Jesus? How can I love him the way I should? All Christians think that. And these are good questions. There's only one way to love Jesus the way we should. And that is to see how much he loves us. We will never love like he loves until we look at his love over and over and over again. Not once, not twice, but every day. We will never love like Jesus loves until we understand his love. John also wrote, we love him because he first loved us. That's the way we learn. We come to God's Word that is unchangeable truth. We come to God's Word that is infallible truth. And we see the love of Christ there. Jesus loves his people. He loved his people before he made the world. He loved them so much, he obeyed his Father's plan. He loved them so much, he became a man. He loved them so much, he kept the law for them. He loved them so much, he died on the cross for them. He suffered. Oh, how he suffered. He bled. He died. He died in their place. He paid the penalty for their sin. His blood was the price. He loved them so much, he rose again the third day. He rose again the third day. He loves them so much, he went up into heaven. And he loves them so much that he prays for them every moment of every day. He loves them so much, he gives them his Spirit. So that they can do good. He loves them so much, he gave them his word so that they can know what good is. He loves them so much, he's coming again. He's coming back for them. He wants them to be with him. And he will take them to himself. He loves them so much. He gave them and gives them eternal life. Jesus is the light in their darkness. He is life in their death. He gives them comfort in their suffering. He gives them strength when they are weak. He gives them eyes to see what He wants them to see. He is sight for their blindness. He is hearing for their deafness. He gives them a new heart for their old heart. And He gives them heaven when they deserve hell. He gives them everything they need. Jesus loves His people. You can't think about that too much. You can't apply it to your life too much. You can't believe it too much. And that's why His people love Him. That is why they do good. They obey Him because they love Him. And they love Him because He loved them first. They obey Him not to be forgiven. They obey Him because they are forgiven. It will always be hard for God's people to do what is good. Always. But Christ's love always keeps them going. He's given them a new heart. He's given them His Spirit. And He has given them His love so that they can love Him. Jesus died for His people. Jesus has risen again for His people. And He does everything they need to spend eternity with Him. His Holy Spirit gives them new hearts. His Holy Spirit lives in those new hearts. And if you say you know Him, then believe what He has done for you and believe what He does in you. You must believe both. Believe this and hate sin. Believe this and run away from sin. Believe this and do good. Jesus is the prophet. Jesus is the priest. Jesus is the King. And He loves His people. He helps them do what is good. That was His Father's plan. That is what He wants. If a man love Me, he will keep My words. Now some of you children do not love Jesus. Jesus said, "He that loveth Me not, keepeth not My sayings." You do not do good from your heart, even though you may do it on the outside. You are still in your sin. Please do not die without Jesus. Children do die. The Bible tells us so. Please do not die in your sin. Please do not send your soul to hell. Come to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. You cannot make yourself good, but He can. He can give you everything you need to do good. Jesus said, "Suffer little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not." For such is the kingdom of God. There's nothing holding you back except your heart. So pray to Him. Try to understand His gospel. Repent of your sins and believe His gospel. Read John's gospel. Ask your parents to read it to you if you cannot read yet. Ask them to explain it to you. Believe every word of it. Because John wrote it to be believed. John wrote it so that even children might have life. Without Jesus, children, you will be lost forever. Forever. Believe Jesus, He will pardon your sins. Believe Jesus, He will give you His Spirit. And you will love Him, and you will keep His words. He and His Father will live in your heart. That's what He promises. That's His promise. This is His Father's word. He said, "This is not my word. This is my Father's word." What He's saying is that I am not making this up. This is what God the Father has said. So let us ask our question again. How can I do what is good? To do good, you must have a new heart. But God gives a new heart. To do good, you must have the Holy Spirit. God gives His Spirit. To do good, you must love and obey Jesus. Look at the cross. Look at the empty tomb. Read God's Word and see the love of Jesus so that you will desire to do good. Believe on Jesus Christ, children, and these things are yours. Let's pray.